Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you get bored this afternoon or you're interested, Alan Keyes from Let's Talk America had me set in for his broadcast today. Go ahead and check it out, Alan Keyes, Let's Talk America, and give me your 2 cents. I just reiterated the whole pandemic from start to finish the best that I could for the time that's been allotted. But I'll tell you what, I was honored to be a part of it today, and I hope that I helped a lot of people in the process of bringing to the light what many conservatives and professed Christians are not talking about today, which in fact they should be talking about more than anything right now. So, again, if you want to check it out, Let's Talk America. Alan Keyes sat in for him this morning doing his broadcast. Again, tell me your go ahead and give me your feedback. Give me your thoughts. Cool. Aside of that, friends, if you want to go over to that of Sons of Liberty Media.com, you can go ahead and do that. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, there's 13 to 15 articles over there every day combating the lies in the mainstream media. If you look at the top right and you're on a social media platform, Content 2020 Film Festival and Media Summit Truth in Journalism Award, National Award. So we are giving you facts, friends. Nobody's going to give us an award like that without doing their due diligence first and foremost. And it's exactly what they've done. And again, we're not here to give you our opinions. We're here to show you what the issues are that need to be dealt with, because everybody and their dog, cat, parakeet, and hamster are all talking about, you know, what do we need to do? Well, I'm giving you the answers in doing that, friends, by making reference to the law that condemns the crime. So, when you get a minute, sonsoflibertymedia.com, if you look at the right side of the page, you can find our media outlets right there. And right on the right side of the page, both Tim Brown's morning show and my afternoon show, as well as if you want to go over and check out beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page on that page as well. Go ahead and check out social media platforms. And join us on Top Chat. Now, friends, again, let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. I get them. I know I don't mean to rehash this over and over and over again, but if we get phone calls, we get emails on one thing, friends, besides telling us what we should be doing all the time, it's just this. Where do we find you? Where are you at? Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay, subscribe over there. If you want to know who we are and what it is that we're doing, everything's out in the light. Go ahead and do a Wikipedia search on me, friends, and it will show you exactly what the enemies will do to people that are standing on the side of the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. They lie about you, they defame, they scoff, they maliciously attack and do their best to get people to question everything that you do. But if you ask the people that were actually at our events or have listened to our message, you get raving reviews for those that love the truth. But those that hate the truth, friends, they're the haters, by the way. You know, hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. And it's exactly what we're doing over here. Check out John 7:7, and again, you will understand. But if you want to know who we are and what it is that we do, and what it is that we've been doing. We just got back from Michigan, did a couple events there. Ohio, did an event there in Warsaw. Then we drove over to that of Pigeon Forge, did live TV with Alan Keyes, former U.S. ambassador under Ronald Reagan. And we did a couple events in Knoxville, and then we went over to Winchester in Spring Hill, Tennessee. We did some more events there, drove 3,000 miles, came back home. And by the way, when we got back home, we got caught up just a little bit. We just got back home on Sunday. We are going to be at Village Family Theater, Village Family Theater in Faribault, Minnesota today. So if you are in the Minnesota area, I know that we broadcast out of 1530 AM as well as 139 different affiliates across the country. Do go take the time, and I'm going to be giving a message tonight. It's going to be a short one, probably about an hour, hour and a half, exposing the lies that are going on here in the United States of America. That is at Village Family Theater, 22nd, so it's 20, then 2nd Street Northwest in Faribault, Minnesota. It will start at 7 o'clock tonight. Rob Kruger's putting this event on, and he's expecting quite a few people. So do take the time to come out and be a part of what's going on, a part of the answer, right, and doing, rather than just talking about it. Faith without works is dead. And if you put that up against James 2:14-26, again, you'll understand. Village Family Theater, 20, then 2nd Street Northwest, Faribault, Minnesota. Again, going back to sonsofliberty.com, it shows you exactly who we are and what it is that we've been doing. If you want a book, now's the time to do that. 1-866-233-0747. We're getting invitations from California. We're getting invitations from Colorado. We're getting invitations to come back to Tennessee, even Ohio, and Michigan as well, friends. We just got an invitation. We just took them up on it in Milwaukee. We'll be there sometime, I believe, in early July, and we may be in Pennsylvania early July as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and again, if you want us to be a part of what's going on in shake, rattling, and rolling your communities, now is the time to book us. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Love to hear from you. Please stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and the list goes on. We follow the Christ here, the Son of God, who died as a propitiation for the sins of the world, not just for me, but for all of us. Cool? Okay, so what we're going to be talking about is I'm going to show you some video. I'm going to show you some audio. I'm going to play some audio for you. I'm sorry. But I'm going to play some audio for you, and I'm going to show some video for those that are on social media platforms. This clown, again, I wish people knew the Word of God enough to understand that those that are popular in the evangelical circles, the Dr. Robert Jeffress, the Kenneth Copelands, the Joyce Myers, the Franklin Grahams, the Rick Joyner's friends, just across the board, if you understood why they were popular, it's because they bowed down. They've compromised the Word of God. Because the only thing that the Lord promises to those that take heed to His Word and hold on to His Word is persecution, trials, tribulations, scoffings, mockings, being hated by the world for telling them the truth. John 15, read the whole chapter. You'll understand perfectly what I'm talking about. Read Acts 14:22. But we're going to come back to this, and I'm going to play some audio and some video for you. Dr. Robert Jeffress urging church members to get vaccinated. Remember how we were forewarned about how the evangelicals are going to step into place? Folks, you got to understand, they bowed down. They're a part of the political process, the problems, the corruption that we see. Why? Because they failed to stand against it. We'll come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let's stick to the topic here. I want to ask the question because a lot of people are probably trying to ask the question or try to figure out why these evangelical leaders, as they like to be called, why is it that they're driving people to take the vaccinations the same way that corrupt politicians are? I mean, we already know the backstory in the vaccinations. We already understand the corruption that's taking place in the CDC. We understand where the narrative's falling from, Bill Gates, and how he wants to depopulate the world. We played these videos and audios over and over and over again, so you can understand as to where this is coming from. And then we see the mainstream media, of course, like Reuters and others, that are trying to shield these individuals for the things that they've done and the things that they have said. And as I've said so many times, friends, the media, the mainstream media, has a long history of covering for those that are, in fact, guilty of conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9. Okay? So when we go over to Dr. Robert Jeffress, right, that doctor title, I guess that's important here, because if he's a doctor, he must know better than all of us. Well, the problem is, friends, they can have all the accolades and credits given unto them by other men that they want, and they can look great in the eyes of the world, but the Bible's clear when it says those that are highly esteemed among men are an abomination in the sight of God. Well, they are, because if you know the Word of God, I don't need to spend a lot of time, as I do, on the show exposing these frauds for what they are. But the fact of the matter is, friends, they are put up to play along as actors on the world stage concerning the circus of politics. Politicians and church leaders have always done this. There's nothing new under the sun. And if people would just, again, take the time to understand what 1 Kings 13:33 says and means, well, I guess what, friends? We wouldn't have these issues that we have today. What am I talking about? When you go to 1 Kings 13:33, let me tell you how this works. After this thing, Jeroboam, the corrupt king, not the good king, the corrupt king who returned not from his evil ways. He kept going on in his evil ways, right? But made again of the lowest of the people, priests. He would appoint the lowest. Why? Because they're easily controlled. They're extorted men. They're doing what they're told to do, just like Robert Jeffress and just like that of Franklin Graham. Now, we've covered this so much, friends. Again, I just want to make clear that we've got this into your head so it falls into your heart, understanding that God speaks to your heart and not your head. But again, 1 Kings 13:33 also tells us not only did they, namely Jeroboam, the corrupt king, who returned not from his evil ways, he made of the lowest of the people priests of the high places. So they took, let me say it this way, youth talk. They took the losers, they took the reprobates, they took the corrupt, and they put them up on the top to control everybody else. That's called lowering the standard. That's called leading from the back, not the front. And that's exactly what you're getting right now with a Joe Biden. I'll finish it. Whosoever would, those that would agree to, the Bible says, he consecrated him or her, and he became one of the priests of the high places. That's all we're doing here, friends, are exposing Dr. Robert Jeffress, the likes of a Franklin Graham, and others in evangelical circles that you see that are popular among men, friends, not for the right reasons, but for the most part the wrong reasons. They're promoted. They're put up to deceive the people, to keep the people down. They want to lower the expectation rather than raise the expectation because they know that people will always rise to the level of expectation. They don't want it too high, friends. They want it lower, and they want it lower, and they want it lower. After Barack Hussein Obama, I didn't know how much lower it could go until we got over to a Joe Biden. It was like, oh, my goodness. And here are the American people now submitting to this guy. Now, and they are, because if they weren't, he would have been removed already. He would have never got there, because we all know that he's there by fraud in the first place. Now, one of the things that I did, friends, on the show this morning was I highlighted the fact that we're hearing from governors, we're hearing from people all over the country, namely corrupt politicians, now we're hearing from the corrupt evangelists that we need to take these vaccinations. Now, there's brand new statistics out there concerning the CDC and the death toll, okay, outside of the fact that we've been warned, we know it's inside of the vaccinations, we know who's setting the narrative, we know how corrupt these organizations are, but the people are still pretending. Well, one of the things I brought up, and I brought it up on Monday, is the man that just took the rare Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, the man's skin peeled off. It's not hard to find. Cross-check everything I'm telling you, okay? Then I told you about the 37-year-old Italian professor dead following AstraZeneca COVID shot. And then I told you, friends, of the deaths of Kansas City councilwoman. She's dead hours after experimental mRNA COVID shot. Then we talked about Marvin Hagler, the famous boxing champion, dead at 66 after receiving an experimental COVID vaccine shot. And, of course, we heard none of this from the mainstream media. We heard none of this from the corrupt politicians. And we heard none of this from the likes of a Jeffress or a Franklin Graham. No, we heard just the exact opposite. We weren't told about the 39-year-old surgical technician who has a son who died 4 days after her second experimental Moderna COVID mRNA shot. We didn't, you know, you didn't hear about those people dying from the vaccinations. You just heard glowing reviews concerning these vaccinations, right? That was 4 days after she took the shot, by the way. You didn't hear about the 28-year-old PhD physical therapist dead 2 days. She just got married. You heard nothing of her dying 2 days after being injected with a COVID experimental mRNA vaccination, did you? Nope. Heard nothing of that. And you definitely didn't hear doctors around the world recently issued a dire warning, do not get the COVID vaccination. And I'm bringing, now Bradley, are you a doctor? No, I'm not a doctor. But I'm telling you what the doctors that have been silenced are saying. Why? Because the conservatives of the day don't have the internal fortitude, or do the professed Christians in this country, for the most part, have enough love for God to actually obey him when he says, blow this from the housetops. That's why it's landed to this seat, to this microphone, per se. Friends, did you hear about the CDC's new report? 2,050 dead? 44,606 injuries, experimental COVID vaccines as of March 19th, 2021. Did you hear about that? No, I know you didn't. Again, that's why we're here doing what we're doing, friends, is because we want to make sure that you are aware of what the mainstream media means to withhold from you the truth. And see, this is how wars are birthed, friends. How? Truth is always the first casualty. That's what creates war. And that's what's happening in this country right now. I want to give you a couple more stats just to update you. Did you hear about the 4,576 dead in Europe? No. Did you hear about the 199,213 injuries through March 20th, 2000, or 2021? Absolutely not. You didn't hear a word of that, did you? No. Why? Because they don't want you to know the facts of the matter. Did you hear about over in the UK, friends, brand new stats? Did you hear that 594 deaths? Did you hear about the 404,525 COVID-19 vaccine injuries as of March 14th, 2021? Absolutely not, you didn't. Did you hear from the source? Listen to this. The source is the CDC. Right? That corrupt organization that was to fall under investigation back in 2015 from a whistleblower. You all remember this? And then it went to the floor and they demanded an investigation by our said representatives on the federal floor. Do you remember for 7 months we didn't hear a word? And then before you know it, this pandemic is all foretold and then all of a sudden, voila, there it is by both Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. And then before we know it, friends, we have our politicians, governors, mayors, and on the federal, even Donald Trump and Joe Biden, that are encircling themselves with who? A bunch of operatives that work for none other than Bill Gates, and they call them the Coronavirus Task Force, right? Well, going back to the CDC, friends, did you know that there's 6,000 increased deaths after vaccine? As of 3/31, this is 3 days ago, 3/31/21, did you know that there was 2,213 deaths? This, the source, CDC. They keep changing their statistics, remember that? Yeah, that's what they're doing. Right. Oh, by the way, talking about the CDC, instead of them falling to investigation, now we see clearly who our representatives are working for. And what are we seeing? We're seeing our said representatives hand off the American sovereignty and delegated authority from we the people to our said representatives. They're handing it off to the CDC in hopes that you fall for the fact that they are not a legislative branch in government. They are not elected representatives, but the said politicians are making reference to the CDC, and now we're beginning to see mandates come from the CDC when they don't have any authority to give mandates. You get how this works, friends? Again, the importance of understanding our Constitution and understanding our Constitution. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. We got a quick break coming up on the other side. I'm going to go ahead and play this audio video for you from Jeffress and him urging church members to get vaccinated. I'll tell you what, this is a judgment upon those that refuse to hear the truth and refuse to see the truth for what it is. 1-866-582-9933. I will get to these phone calls right after this hard break. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back once again right after this break.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is touting today's government jobs report. It shows that the U.S. has added over 900,000 new jobs in the last month. He told Americans this is just the start of what's to come.
We still have a long way to go to get our economy back on track after the worst economic and job crisis in nearly a century.
He spoke before he left for the Easter break. He'll be spending the holiday in Camp David. Many people are also planning on traveling over the weekend, and there's some new relaxed coronavirus guidelines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
Officials say if you haven't been vaccinated, do not gather for Easter Sunday. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. economy added close to 920,000 jobs in March, according to the Labor Department. Analysts say even stronger numbers are expected in April and May. The unemployment rate dipped to 6% in March, according to the report. The department said the share of U.S. workers who are working remotely or from home fell to 21%. President Biden said, "The credit for the progress belongs not to me, but to the American people." Mayoral candidate Andrew Yang was discharged from a New York City hospital after he was admitted for a kidney stone. Yang, a Democratic tech entrepreneur who became a household name when he ran for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, announced on Twitter that he was out of the hospital. Yang tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this year and experienced mild symptoms. He was forced to temporarily halt his in-person campaign for New York City mayor until he recovered. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take David. He is calling in from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Oh yes, good afternoon. I feel like a diseased Jew in 1942 in Germany.
That's right.
People are asking, you walk down the street, my friend said, some strangers were asking her, did you get your vaccine? They're afraid. Yep. They're afraid of the diseased, unvaccinated.
Yeah. David, you do know the history. You do know the history of that. As a matter of fact, there is a doctor that's coming forward right now that is giving the history of how Adolf Hitler did in his time exactly as how it's rolling out here in America today. He convinced 80 million Germans that those that were genocided, they were diseased people. And we're seeing this replay itself in modern history. And I say shame on Americans, because we should know this if anybody on this globe. But say on, my friend, say on.
Yeah. There's other things as well. A lot of people have analyzed the different similarities, especially people who were over there. Furthermore, I want to say, I mentioned before about ivermectin, but consider this. Sherry Tenpenny was saying the other day there were 26 antivirals we could have used in starting in January of 2020. And I said to myself, well, heck, that's a great argument. 500,000 people approximately, I mean, probably less, but that's the story, died because we did not use things which were readily available on the shelf and cheap because of the vaccine or because of the vaccine push. It had to go with vaccine. You couldn't do anything else.
Yep.
And this is a crime. This is ridiculous. Even Trump, of course, and everybody was on board with this.
That's right. David, who told you that there was 500,000 people that died from the virus?
Well, this comes from Worldometers and the CDC.
Exactly.
That's a good question, how many actually did.
Yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, what we're finding now, it's brand new. You can go ahead and check it out on Health News, Impact News, Health Impact News, that they're finding that twice as many people are now dying from the vaccination, from the vaccinations, rather than the said invisible virus and, or the invisible enemy, I'm sorry. But again, if we would just pay attention to the details, we could understand as to what's going on here, because what's being perpetuated on a people on a global basis is history repeating the itself from the same mindset of those back in the 30s, back in the 20s, any dictatorship. And again, I just got to say, David, I'm on board with everything you said, but I got to say, shame on Americans for tolerating this, even to allow it to go this far. And I think it's important, too, if you listen during the last break, David, I just said it right before the hard break came up on us during the last segment. I said they're trying to pass off all power and control over the CDC. You heard during the break them making reference to the head of the CDC, and what is she doing? She's driving people through fear to get the vaccinations again. And I would just ask the people that are listening to me and Dave right now from New York, where are they deriving this delegated authority from? The burden of proof is on them, not on you, and we better understand that history is in fact repeating itself today, as Dave is making us all well aware of concerning what's going on in New York. Can you give us a couple examples, Dave, as to what's happening in New York right now?
Well, I really don't know. It's not such a big deal, except you hear in various places, you know, you can't, without a pass, they don't want you to come into a stadium and maybe a movie. The next thing they're opening movies, new Regal movie. Oh, they're going to say that too, you know?
Yeah.
And they're also, I'll point out, the AstraZeneca vaccine I heard on the radio is going to be sent to the poorer countries because everybody else doesn't want it.
That's right. That's right.
But it's incredible.
It is. Thank you for your call, Dave, and thanks for bringing that to the table, because it is that important. But again, friends, listen to what he just said. Nobody wants the vaccination, so they're going to send them to the poor, and they're going to make them a prey. Wait a second. The mainstream media is making it out like everybody get the vaccination. It's the coolest thing since sliced bread. After all, everybody's doing it. No, friends, when they're telling you everybody's doing it, you can rest assured hardly anybody's doing it. Again, I told you this before, and folks, just do me a favor, please. If I've ever misled anybody over the last 17 years of being on radio, please someone point it out. Because again, I'm not here trying to give you my opinion. I'm just conveying to you information that the doctors that are being censored, I want you to have that information. I want you to have correct statistics. I want you to hear the facts once again, because the same people telling us on another day that there's another emergency, using fear to drive us and to corral us into the patriotic fervor that they're trying to set, these are the same people that have been busted in scandal after scandal, lie after lie, as I've said so many times. Listen to what the doctors are telling you. Do yourself a service and do yourself and your family a service by taking heed to the warnings. The Lord gives these kind of voices that you're hearing now as those that love you enough to warn you of the impending danger. And I also can hear, deal with the corrupt politicians over and over again. Deal with the Anthony Fauci's. I played the other day on the radio for you, friends, and on social media platforms. I played the video over in Italy. They're calling for the incarceration, the arrest of Bill Gates. And of course, we had none other than Reuters trying to debunk it. Well, we've shown you what Reuters is about. We've shown you what Snoop's is about. We've shown you what Facebook is about, what Twitter's about, what YouTube's about. Folks, these people are giving cover to those that are attempting to make you a prey. This is criminal on a massive scale. On a massive scale, friends. And again, we're here because we love you enough to tell you what very few have the courage to tell you. And I'm telling you, that courage comes from the Son of God, because the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that the righteous are made bold as lions. Bold means forward to danger. And that's exactly right. We're led to go in where nobody else wants to go. Why? Because it has to be done, regardless of the risks. Okay? He who tries to save his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. But don't go on presumption. Go on the leading and by the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:44. Now, I got to get to this because I want you to check this out. This is Dr. Robert Jeffress, and I want you to listen to this guy. And by the way, we tried to get him on the radio, and you're stonewalled every direction trying to get a hold of this guy. He has elevated himself to be one of what you call the popular people that are leading this country straight into the ditch, if not hell itself. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. You can also put that up against Romans 6:23. But here's Robert Jeffress. If anybody knows how to get a hold of these guys, if there's anybody out there that you want to challenge the things that we're sharing with you here, folks, I would love to have them on here. This isn't about just making everybody happy and getting people on the radio that agree with us. We're not looking for that. But, folks, there's a lot of people that agree with us because they know the truth. It's the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. This is Dr. Robert Jeffress urging the church to go ahead and get vaccinated. Check this out.
Evangelicals say they probably or definitely will not take the vaccine, compared to a third of black Protestants. And of course, that's the group whose resistance has gotten more attention in the media. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas is urging the 14,000 members of his church to take the vaccine, and he joins us now. Pastor, great to see you again. What's going on with white evangelicals? What's their main reason for not wanting to take the vaccine?
David, I think there are two reasons. I think, first of all, there is a false dichotomy they created between faith and science.
Accusing
the truth is
there
is no conflict between true faith and true science. God uses science to bring about his purpose. You've written about how a therapeutic helped you tremendously. That was a gift from God.
Yeah.
But I think also part of this, David, is we've politicized this vaccination issue, and we think it's a Biden initiative. Look, I give Joe Biden credit for the distribution of this vaccine, but the truth is there would be no vaccine to distribute if it were not for the foresight of Donald Trump and Operation Warp Speed.
That's right.
Let's quit looking at this as a Democrat-Republican issue. This is an American initiative we need to get behind so that we can get back to normal, including in our churches.
So have you changed any mind?
This is crazy. He's talking just like the politicians.
Well, we're working on it. I did a piece for the Fox News Rundown this week. I'm talking about it everywhere I can. Look, those of us who value life, and I know you do, we talk about life inside the womb being a gift from God. Well, life outside the womb is a gift from God, too. We need to be consistent and do everything we can
we
to protect
stop right
the life
there, Judah,
God
please.
Has given
now,
us.
I don't want to just...
I want you to listen to what he's saying here, friends, because this is a politician. This is one of the baser sort that has been put up, talking just like a politician. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth, and you better know that he's been paid to do the things that he's doing. You better know that he's an extorted individual, because if he wasn't, he wouldn't be doing the things that he's doing. Now, this is Pastor Jeffress, right, out in Texas. Also, keep in mind, friends, when the whole initiative between two men getting married and two women getting married, he said, you know what, that's already finalized. The Supreme Court has decided. Listen to the ignorance coming out of this man's mouth. And when, in fact, Malachi 2:6 says the law of truth is supposed to be in the preacher's mouth. Okay? So instead of standing up for the young, for the younger generations up and coming, he's allowing them to be confused and to be controlled by those that are an abomination in the sight of God. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, and 30 other references. Okay? He's the one that said, no, it's already been determined. In other words, God did determine marriage between a man and a woman, but he didn't succumb to God's resolution. He succumbed to the Supreme Court's resolution. Okay, these are the same people, friends, that have been up, like the Franklin Grahams and his daddy and other popular evangelicals that have sat down on their morals, that put their head out every time that there's an opportunity for them to appear with their buddy politicians. If they're not being used, they're using them because it works two ways. And what do you get? Nothing but talk. Nothing but succumbing to more corruption day by day. These are responsible, and again, let me remind you, these are the greatest advocates to the homosexual lobby in the country, the Pastor Jeffresses, the Franklin Grahams, the list goes on. Because why? Because they fail to preach out against it. Okay? They might say a couple things about it, but they don't reprove the administration that they have an opportunity to reprove. No, far be it from them to obey God. Remember, the Bible says a faithful witness delivers souls. These are not faithful witnesses, friends. They are parroting politicians that are making the American people a prey on a national level. And I'm sick and tired of it. We're going to come right back to it. We're going to play some more. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take Sal from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi. I wanted to say that Sherry Tenpenny did an interview with Tim Brown from The Morning Show and the Sons of Liberty Director of Media. So, folks, it's important you know that there's an upcoming COVID nasal spray coming up, and she says that it has a worm of some kind in it that will go to your brain and either make you sick or die. So, folks, look that up for the Tim Brown's Morning Show at Sons of Media.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for your call, Sal. We got Dan, my friend, calling in from Ohio that took the time to drive 2 hours when I was in Warsaw, Ohio, to come see me preach. Dan, thank you for calling in, my friend. How are you?
I am fantastic. Hey, it was awesome seeing you. Hey, I just want to bring up a couple things. Remember, Jeffers and Graham were both part of the Trump evangelical group, so they've been in the White House. And it seems like, regardless of the situation, if it's their man, he's never wrong. And that's the problem with politics in this country. We just can't call them out. And, Bradley, I was just going to point something out to you. I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but I'd like you to look up Executive Order 13887. It was September 19th, 2019, from Donald Trump. It's modernizing influenza vaccines in the United States to promote national security and public health.
What's the order? What's the order, Dan? What's the order?
13887.
Okay. Yep. Got it. Pulls up. Modernizing influenza vaccines. Federal Register. Executive Order 13887. Thank you. I mean, this is, again, we're just verifying and reconfirming what is out there. And Dan is exactly right. It's out there to be sought. Go ahead and Google it. Executive Order 13887. And there you will find it. But again, you know, Donald Trump would never do anything like that, Dan. Never.
Yeah. And the other thing I just like to point out is that, you know, people, they will never call out their man. It's like, you know, if it's Trump, oh, he'll never do anything wrong, like this whole Matt Gaetz ordeal. You know, they're like, well, what about this? Well, we expect them to be the good guys, which we know, like you said, yesterday's Democrats are today's Republicans.
Yesterday's conservatives are, yes, just, yeah. Yeah, I get you.
It's just mind-boggling that we continue to go down this path, and the fight of the American people, it's time to stand up to this. It's, you know, it's just this vaccine push is out of control. And they're not going to get their way because, you know, we're not going to have it.
No. The people are waking up little by little. Their narrative has fallen apart a long time ago. And because of that, they have been driving and riding roughshod over the people. And I'll tell you what, you ask your employers, you don't tell them what they're supposed to do. And we'll see soon enough where this begins to fire back. And the other thing that's going to be added to this, the added insult to injury here, is when they start seeing the people that are dying from these vaccinations, we'll see if Sherry Tenpenny's been right and correct with her calculations. But she suspects that 3 months to a year, we're going to start seeing the side effects, if not immediately. So we'll see if she's right or not. Dan, I totally appreciate the phone call. And again, for the sake of time, we need to get back to this, and I wanted to highlight the fact that the popular preachers of the day, friends, they are the problem. And when I first got saved 23 years ago, I seen this right away. It's why I didn't want anything to do with it. Because when you study the preachers of old, man, people feared them preachers. Today, they're laughed at. And when you look at the Pastor Jeffress and you look at the Franklin Graham and the best that they offer, you know what? We have to do prayer rallies. Rather than be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves, we need to pray. And then they take these little false humility shots and pictures and put them out there. And they act so loving and careful. But the fact of the matter is there is no love and there is no care because they don't love us enough to teach us what Scripture teaches us. And that's to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. That's why we're in trouble. And Pastor Jeffress is a prime example of what I'm talking about. I'm going to say one more thing, and we're going to get back to this audio video. Friends, don't let these modernized hirelings of the day, John 10:12, shake your faith. No, listen to me. And I say this with a full heart. Don't let them shake your faith. And I want to say this, if your eyes were fixed on Jesus Christ, this is not going to shake your faith. It's only going to reaffirm it. It's going to strengthen. It's going to cause you to realign your faith all the more in Christ. The Bible says, let your eye be single and let it be fixed on Christ. Don't put your eyes on the arm of flesh. Remember when Jesus, right before at the chapter break, before chapter 3 and the end of chapter 2, Jesus said he didn't commit himself to men. Why? Because the Bible said he knew what was in man. And I want to tell you, I've learned this lesson over and over again. The minute you put your eyes on something besides Christ, you better rest assured, just like Charles Spurgeon said, he'll kill it or that will be a burden the rest of your life. So let's get it right now. Don't let this shake your faith. Let it realign your faith and strengthen your faith in Jesus Christ, okay? Because the Pastor Jeffress, I'll tell you what, when you have the world and the church jogging along comfortably together, you know there's something wrong. How much more when these guys are parodying corrupt politicians, and that's exactly who these guys are parodying today, okay? Remember last week I highlighted the fact that Franklin Graham said that Jesus would take the vaccination. Folks, this is blasphemy. It's blasphemy. And these are about the most impotent capitulating, cowardless men I've ever seen in all my life. And I've got to tell you, let it ring throughout the United States of America. The established church in America is more corrupt than the established corruption that you see in government today. Because it's the church that's responsible for it, friends. And it's a lack of Christianity. So don't get mad at real Christians for what Jesus rebuked and what I'm rebuking right now, friends. Because that doesn't just jive with Scripture, okay? I want to go back to this piece. Judah, let's go ahead and resume that play.
Discourage anybody from taking the vaccines because we've got to stop this pandemic. But there is concern among some Catholic bishops and some evangelicals as well that the cell lines that were used to develop certain vaccines, particularly Johnson & Johnson, came from aborted feces. Came from aborted babies.
Feces.
Let's just say it out loud.
Gosh, so really,
what,
dude?
What exactly is your answer to that? I mean, there are people that don't want any connection there with abortion and vaccines.
Well, look, first of all, we would never abort babies to provide a vaccine.
Look at this guy, if you can see him. What a clown.
Linkage,
wow.
And he is a strong Christian himself. But, David, if we're talking about something from babies that were already aborted, I would just remind people the whole Christian message is that Christ, who was innocent, died for us and brought something good out of that unjust death. And I think if lives can be saved, even from the unrighteous killing of a baby, that there's something to be gained there. So I would not refuse the vaccine on that point alone.
Pastor Jeffries, what a pleasure to see you. It's been a while.
Give
thanks very much for coming in. Appreciate
you
it.
You know what? And he wants you to just go ahead and he wants you to emulate him. Hey, folks, this is what happens. This is why men get in trouble. They keep their eyes off of Christ. If there's something wrong with my body, the Creator can fix it, can he? Yep. He's not changed. Man has changed. The Bible says he's faithful to 1,000 generations. When he says, I'm the Lord thy God, and I change that, not Malachi 3:6, he means just that. And he said he is the healer. I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Folks, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you're a believer that doesn't believe, then I'm here to tell you that you don't believe, so don't call yourself a believer, right? And I got up on social media platforms right now, and I'm going to read it to the listeners. Jesus would too, said Franklin Graham. Blasphemy! Blasphemy, friends. Remember, Billy Graham, daddy to Franklin Graham, was responsible for receiving a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame. From who? The witches and the warlocks. From the sodomites, from the homosexuals, from the lesbians, and from those that call themselves transgenders, which there is no such thing. From the most corrupt and debased city in the world, for some reason or another, Franklin Graham's dad receives a star. Remember, he changed the message from repent from the king, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, to God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. It shows you that they're enemies to the cross of Jesus Christ. These are the ones that are telling you to submit to the government. The Lord forbids it. Isaiah 30. Also read, friends, where it tells us in Jeremiah 17:5, where it's a curse to put your trust in the arm of the flesh, but it's a blessing to trust the Lord. We know what's inside of these vaccinations, and what he was trying to say, friends, is baby fetuses. He's picking up the talking points that are used by the revisionists to continuously roll over the face of the rest of us in this country, friends. And it's untruth. They want you to debate away the pith and marrow of your God-given rights, and we have rights to stand up and say we know better than you do, so you need to back off. You need to back off, and Americans, you need to let them know that you mean it. We're going to take a 23-hour break. We will talk to you in 23 hours. I got you for 2 hours tomorrow. Going to be doing an event tonight in Faribault, Minnesota at 7 o'clock. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Ripped to left
it's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.